It's a bright and cheery affair when dealing with this week's local feature. It's the debut album from the Mackerels, Driving Under. 10 tracks of jangly goodness exploring friendship and the pangs of growing older. Andrew Goldie Meredith joins us now on Breakfast. Hello, mate.
Hello. Good morning, Taylor.
Morning. Congratulations. It's out in the world.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's very much a relief to finally have it out. And yeah, great to hear it on RTR.
Yeah, totally. I'm very excited we get to play it all week. We've spoken previously about the Mackerels and how it was a solo thing and now it's obviously a full band thing, but it actually started life as part of the Summer Album Challenge. For folks who, like, don't know what that is, which is going to be most people listening, what is that?
Well, it actually was something that Dylan from the band and I came up with really years ago. It was just for the two of us to... We were both kind of writing songs on our own, singing into the mirror. And we thought it'd be nice to actually, give us a way to share it with each other. And we started just like putting a challenge, like at the end of this month, we just got to write and record a small batch of songs and then share them with each other. And it started just with us two and then it kind of expanded. And it's pretty, it can get pretty big nowadays and we'll sit around and have more of just a barbecue and drink beer and listen to each other's songs.
It's an opportunity to hang out, really, isn't
it?
Yeah,
really.
Some beers in the backyard.
Definitely become a great a party feature.
Yeah, totally. A whole album, though, in like a summer or in a month or so, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all good, for sure. It's a lot of work, but I mean, there's no like quality control, and it's all about just making sure you get something out, something finished to be able to, to be able to share.
Well, that's kind of where the Mackerels started, but obviously now it's expanded. You had to save up enough songs, though, of course, to make this record happen. How long or how many summers did it take to amass this?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it's been years, and obviously there's only 10 songs on the album, so there's definitely, it's not like only 10 good songs in there. But I think I've definitely got plenty. It was just more the issue was just getting actually the people, the motivation and like the time to get a band together. And
Well, because you're playing in other bands as well and folks will recognise you up on stage with Pat Chow and Goldblooms, and I'm sure there's other projects that are not coming to the front of my mind right now. When did you decide like definitively like, hey, I'm going to do my thing, it's going to be the Mackerels?
Well, I guess it's kind of been on the cards for a while. I think it was just Dylan was probably one of my main motivators. He was always just going, no, you got to do your own thing. We'll get a band together sometime. I was like, oh, okay, I don't know if I'm up for it. But yeah, eventually, it felt we had like a few different false starts, I suppose, getting a few different people together. But I think 2019 was like, we must have had a bit of downtime and we thought we could chatting to Aiden, our drummer now, he's an amazing guitarist and is in a million bands himself, but that's always the struggle, trying to find a drummer.
Sure.
And I was living with him and I was like, hey, can you play drums? You probably can, hey. And he was like, yeah, I think I can play
you
okay.
Out,
I was like,
yeah.
Do you want to be in my band? Like, sure.
That's really sweet. lots of sort of friends and people close to you that make up the band. What was it like going, I guess, from the side of the stage to, it sounds so silly, but the front and centre of the stage?
I'm still not used to it. I don't know. It's kind of awkward, mainly just for in-between songs.
Yeah, do you have to rehearse what you're going to...
Like, I should. I don't. And I don't... Yeah, it's always those like, so this is another song.
pay like really close attention when Pat Chow do a show to see what Ben says. And then,
God.
Maybe don't model it off him, but... Take some pointers.
No, he's great. He's definitely got his own. I think that definitely goes with the don't plan it.
And sure.
Yeah, that's when the best thing happens. Yeah. But maybe I'm not as spontaneous as Ben is.
I'm sure that's definitely not the case. Goldie from the Mackerels joins you on Brekkie this morning. We're talking all about the debut record. It's your local feature. You'll get to hear something from it in a moment. Music director Matt Perrott and I were talking about the record yesterday. We were introducing it to folks and letting them know we're going to be hearing it all week. He described it as what he took away from it is about friendship and growing apart, making up, getting a little bit older. Does that feel sort of on point with what's happening throughout the record?
Yeah, for sure. I think, coming into the release, I had to kind of sit down and go, well, I think someone asked me what those songs were about. And I was like, I better actually try and remember this song from 5 years ago. I had a think, and that seemed to be kind of a theme that was coming through for sure. Just this one's about this thing that happened and these friendships and whatever. So, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense because the whole time you're writing the record, like you're around friends, it's album challenge, and then there's beers in the backyard, and then you've got mates in the band. Yeah. So I guess naturally what was going on at the time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's always, that's one of the things with writing. It's probably the hardest thing is actually, well, this sounds kind of cool, but what am I going to write about? And then you actually have to just kind of reflect and think about what's going on.
And then tell all of us about it.
Yeah, well.
Show you're working.
Exactly.
One of the final things that I want to touch on is there are sort of so many names that pop up to help make this record a reality. And one of those is Dan Grant, who helped take some pictures for the record, including a dog park photo shoot, which is where the sort of album artwork comes from. Like, can you just walk us through that day? Like, was it always meant to be a day in the dog park or what?
Well, I don't know. It was just around the corner, actually, close to here in Mount Lawley, and I was just going for a walk, and I kind of saw a few spots. I was like, this looks kind of cool. I'm sure we can pull something together. And yeah, we stood around awkwardly a lot.
But did you bring a dog to the dog park?
I didn't. I don't have a dog, but there was dogs. Someone, I think a Sean's dog came down.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, like, I feel like it's not allowed to go to the dog park without a dog.
I don't know.
Dog.
We don't tell
a lot. Some side eyes, yeah.
Look, it's our closest walking park. So maybe if we happen to be there and there are heaps of other dogs, that's nothing weird about that, right?
No, there's nothing weird about it at all. Absolutely. The Mackerels Driving Under is your feature record all week. We're going to hear lots from it. Before we let you go, Goldie, there is a launch on the 1st of April next Friday at the Bird with Gap Year and Teen Angst. All of our fingers and toes are crossed that everything goes to plan.
Definitely. It's going to be huge. It's going to be packed. It's going to be everyone jumping around. No, yeah, hopefully it'll be great if restrictions end. I'm not sure exactly. It'll probably still go ahead, but in a seated setting otherwise. Yeah. But it would be nice.
Yeah, respectable jangly rock from your seat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you should listen to the Mackerels any day.
Definitely.
We're going to take a track from the record right now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about I Want to Change?
I guess this one's pretty, probably, as far as lyrics, it's pretty straight up, I think, compared to a lot of them. But it's, I think I was just pretty bored at home or something. And I was like, I got to kick myself into gear. So I started writing a song about that.
It's a procrastination song.
Yeah, exactly.